Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis, the third chapter in the 12th Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. We are changing our topic a little bit, and for the next little while we'll be dealing with the issue of lineage and the lineage of an individual who is born from various different types of relationships. Those relationships which are appropriate and those relationships which are not appropriate, what is the status of the child? Our Mishnah begins as follows. Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin ve'ein avera. In a situation where there is kiddushin, and a person does not transgress any prohibition by affecting that kiddushin, that betrothal, havalad holech achar hazachar. The child's status goes after the father. The Ezo is an example of such a situation. Zochohenes Levia, the Israelis, Shinisu Lachohen, Levia, Uli Yisrael. In a situation, a regular, normal case, where you have a person who marries someone else. So, for example, if two different people get married and they're from different tribes, one is a Yisraelit and one is a Kohen. So if he's a Kohen, the child becomes a Kohen, because as we said, it goes after the male. What about if she is a Kohenes and he is a Yisrael? Of course, again, it goes after the father, the child is a Yisrael, and similarly, it goes after the father is a Levi, then the child is also a Levi. What is the basis for this? What is the source for the fact that we go after the status of a child's status follows the father? The pasuk actually in the first parak of Bamidbar, it says the mishpachosam leveis avosam, a person follows their father's household's status. The second tier, v'chol malkum sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh avera, in a situation where there is kiddushin, the person is betrothed, however they transgressed an avera. They went against Allah in the Torah. It is considered an inappropriate relationship. These people should not be wed, but the kiddushin is still valid. In such a situation, havalad holech achar apagum. In such a situation, a child's status goes according to the blemish, the partner in the marriage. So Ezo, what's an example? Zo'omana l'kohen gadol. A situation where you have a widow who marries the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, or a woman who's divorced. A Gerusha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedya. A divorced woman or woman who had chalitza, a woman whose brother-in-law rejected her from marriage and did not perform yibum. If either a Gerusha or a chalutza marries a regular Kohen, or a mamzeres unesina v'yisroel, or a mamzer, a bastard, or a natin, which came from a givon, they marry a female, marries an Israelite, the regular Yisrael, or a bas Yisrael, a mamzer, ul nosin, or if the daughter of an Israelite, the daughter of a Jew, marries a son of a mamzer, or a nosin, whether an Israelite daughter marries this mamzer, this natin, the offspring would then become, in this situation, a mamzer or a natin. We go according to the pagam. We go according to the blemish. In previous cases, the child would actually become a halal because the kohen gadol or the kohen married someone that is unfit for the priesthood. And therefore, the child becomes a halal and does not become a kohen. This is again according to the opinion which says, even though they were chayavei lavin, even though they transgress a Torah prohibition, the kiddushin is still valid. This is based on the opinion of a Tana, of our Mishnah, who says that kiddushin, even though it involves a lav, even though it involves a transgression, still the kiddushin is effective and they are still betrothed. And the child would not be considered born out of wedlock, just would become according to, and follow the status of the pagam, of the blemish, and not. The reason why if a person marries, Cohen marries someone who they shouldn't have, says in the Torah, Lo Yichel Zaro, they profaned their lineage, and therefore, in such a situation, their child would not become a Kohen. And by a Mamzer, and the Nasi, and it's really learned from Mamzer, it says in Dvarim, in Perachav Gimel, 23rd chapter, Lo Yavo Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Gam Dor Asiri Lo Yavo Lo. That for 10 generations, a Mamzer is not allowed to marry someone from the regular B'nai Yisroel. This next category is referred to V'chol Mi She'ein La Alav Kiddushin Avayesh La Al Achirim Kiddushin. In a situation where there's no Kiddushin in this specific case, and if he were to betroth her, the Kiddushin would not be valid. The Kiddushin would be valid with others, meaning she's not intrinsically invalid, only usher to the person who betrothed her because of a family relations. For example, she's a sister, or something like that. If another person were to give her Kiddushin, the Kiddushin would be valid. In such a case, if this union produced an offspring, the child would be a mamzer. So then the Mishnah says, Eza, what are the examples? We'll just read here. Examples that our Mishnah lists are V'chol Abal Achas Mikol Arayos Shabbatorah. What's the example of such a union? Anyone has relationships with any of the Arayos, any of the ancestors' relationships in the Torah, they produce a mamzer. So if a brother and sister, a parent to a child to a parent, obviously, all those cases, their offspring, Kiddushin would not be effective, and the child would in fact be a mamzer. In the last category, v'chol mi she'ein lo alav lo alachim kiddushin, a person who cannot have not fallen the realm of kiddushin, they don't have kiddushin with anybody whatsoever, havalad kimo son. Such a situation, the offspring, the child, follows according to the mother. So if a man tries to be mekadesh this certain type of lady, there's kiddushin cannot be effective, and the offspring, the valad, would follow the mother. And what is that situation? Mishnah concludes, Zevlad Shifcha Vinochis. That's a situation where you have an offspring of a Canaanite or of a maid servant. In such a case, there is no Kiddushin, as we learn, as the Gemara explains, and therefore the child does not become a Jew, but rather follows the lineage of the mother, and is considered a Canaanite maidservant, a shivcha. This, by the way, is true not just of someone from Shivas Amamim, from Canaan, but really from any non-Jew. There is no kiddushin with a non-Jewish female, and therefore the child would not have the status of a male or a Jew, but rather would take on the status of this non-Jew. Paragimel Mishnah Yogimel, the 13th and final Mishnah in our perek. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yecholdin Mamzerim LeTaher. Rabbi Tarfon makes the following statement. There is a possible way that the child of a Mamzer, that their child has this blemish, has this begum. How can it be that the children will not be like them? How can this be? How can this happen? Ketzer. Mamzer Shenasa Shifcha Havalad Evan. If a mamzer weds a Canaanite maidservant, the offspring becomes an eved, becomes a servant, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, that the offspring becomes like her. And then, what can happen? Shichero, the child's father, who is the master, what can he do? He can free his own son. What then happens? The son becomes Nimsa Habein Ben Chori. The son becomes free. He's an unblemished, regular Israelite. That is according to Rabbi Tarfon. However, Rabbi Elazar says, Hareze Eved Mamzer. This union, this does not produce a regular type of Eved, but rather produces a Mamzer servant. Since the offspring follows like her, it's a servant, but he's still a Mamzer. Why? because the pagam, the blemish of a mamzer, stays with him forever. However, the halacha is according with Rabbi Tarfon, not Rabbi Elazar, and so there is a way for a mamzer to lose his status and to, shall we say, rejoin the regular Jewish. Just to mention, it's worthwhile noting that a Canaanite servant, an Eved Kanani, who would then betroth a mamzeret, even Rabbi Tarfon would agree that the offspring is still a mamzer, since, as you'll recall, the valad, the offspring, doesn't follow the father, the servant, but rather the mamzer, the mother, and the mother is a mamzeres, and therefore the pagam, the blemish, would still remain.